The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You can also stream the audio at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Patronize the advertisers. Friday. Big weekend. Yeah. Big weekend plans for a lot of people.
The hell does that mean, Friday? Yeah,
well, it's a last day of work for some people. A lot of first responders work weekends, though, because we're talking about... You know, people in grocery stores and restaurants and things like that.
Yeah, I think we're talking, the people we're talking to.
Asshats with no mask on.
Right. Yeah. They're actually working. Yeah, work 6 days a week.
Exactly.
7 days a week.
But there are people that work Monday through Friday. Of course, those people that work Monday through Friday are sitting in their houses at their home office in about 3 hours.
Ready for
it. I don't know who we're talking to. Yeah. I've always said for years, why do we do this show live? Because it doesn't really matter. And it's come to fruition. You know?
It has.
It can run now. It should run now, but we could have done it anytime. And people listening right now, they don't know if we're sitting right here. We are. It's 5:41 Central.
I've always been curious.
Or are we?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You could have played that right there. You could have timed it, puss.
There's got to be
at 5:41.
Exactly.
A system where we could figure out how many people are listening to us in real time and how many are just downloading the podcast later on.
Now, after with the pandemic, you mean?
Yeah.
In real time, before the pandemic, it'd be now. Who knows? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
They obviously didn't put a system in place for that because they weren't prepared for anything.
Right. No.
They really didn't prepare for anything.
No. Who are you talking to? Oh, the world or us?
The world and the United States.
Oh, United States. Oh, yeah. No, we're pathetic.
In particular.
We're pathetic.
Yeah. The United States, despite what you might hear.
Has not come together.
Yeah, it's not handling this better than anybody else.
If you believe that, you're not that smart.
Right. You can put all the banners up that you want.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
You can do all that.
No,
crap.
The mission is not accomplished.
Oh, hell no. It's just red versus blue now, again. Yeah, even when it comes to dying. Hey, good morning. Craig Evans will be here. Craig Peters, our buddy comedian Craig Peters, is going to phone the program. He's in Cleveland. We'll get his what he's doing every day. He's been a road dog. God. Since the late 80s, so I guarantee you he's just going crazy, man.
Yeah, when I reached out to him, he was...
Since the late 80s,
I don't know if I can talk to you on Friday. I got a lot of volunteer stuff going on.
He had that little practice time there a couple years ago after after his heart.
Post-heart attack.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
So this is kind of just a redo of that.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
But the upside of that is that you didn't have to have a heart attack to take a couple of months off.
True.
You're right.
I'm just thinking there's less chance of his wife murdering him.
Yeah, because
she's already been through this.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's more because the last time it was a heart attack. I'll take care of you. I love you, honey. Yeah. Now it's he's been healthy for a couple years now. I mean, he was out with Rodney Carrington the whole time last couple years.
Yeah.
I mean, that was hotel room jet, hotel room bus, hotel room. So good for him. But now none of that.
Now it's house. House.
Well, kitchen.
House.
Kitchen table. bedroom, backyard. Kitchen table, bedroom, backyard. That's something where you're having sex. All those places there.
Yeah.
So he'll be phoning the program a little later on this Friday. We'll keep reminding you it's Friday.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What else is going on?
Remind me not to
what?
Let Christy be the bartender.
Uh-oh.
In the future.
Yeah, I drank
hanging over,
yeah.
Are we?
A little bit. I am.
I wanted to just party last night. I drank some wine, a couple glasses of white wine. I'm thinking, man, I keep forgetting it is Thursday only. I really had trouble realizing last night was Thursday. It felt like a Friday. Then I realized I got to get up in the morning.
I wanted it to be a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were doing
what
our...
What were you drinking?
Binging Breaking Bad.
And what were you drinking?
Vodka.
Okay.
And then,
plus, when you watch Breaking Bad, you got to do math.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be in the right headspace.
And you have to do the blue math.
Right.
You got to do the good stuff.
Whatever. I don't remember any of it being good.
This morning.
That looks good.
I saw the vodka bottle sitting on the counter.
Was it open? Was it full when you opened it?
Yeah. It was just one of the tiny, the 750 vodka bottle.
The tiny bottle.
Oh.
The 750.
The 750.
You mean the normal bottle.
You're not the gallon handle.
The normal size.
The normal bottle, right?
Not the handle.
And got it. The ones in bottles they have in bars.
If I would have been pouring, we would
have. The tiny bottle is the flask you stick in your back seat.
No, the tiny bottle is the airplane shooter.
Oh, that's the shooter. Then
that's the tiny bottle.
The next one is a little pint you put in your pocket.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the other one.
There's a tiny
750.
Bottle. There's a pint bottle, and then you get the 750. Mm-hmm. And she got the 750.
Okay, it was a brand new then.
Yeah.
And you're drinking mules?
No, just use sparkling water.
Is she drinking vodka?
Muddled fruit, that kind of thing. No, she's drinking wine.
So the vodka's yours?
Yeah.
All right.
And she's making me.
And by the way, she's snoozing in bed right now in REM territory.
She's making me the drink.
Okay.
And on a normal night, maybe I'd have gone through half of that small bottle, half of the 750.
It's not a small bottle.
It's pronounced normal.
It's a full-size bottle.
It's the normal bottle.
Normal-size
bottle of vodka.
And if I would have been pouring myself, it would have been probably half gone.
Right.
And there's nothing left.
Oh, the whole thing.
Wow.
Just about.
was she trying to take advantage of you last night?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
No, I was trying
to get you liquored up.
I was trying to take advantage of her.
Yeah, you probably got sloppy at that point.
Well, then that makes sense. If you were trying to take advantage of her, she figured out your plan and went, I'm going to get him too drunk for this.
Too drunk to bang. I wish I could say the damn song.
I mean, there
vodka
were...
Vodka dink kicking in.
A couple of, the vodka bottle.
Hope we got another bottle for tonight, then.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to go out.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to go with the peanut butter whiskey.
All right.
Peanut butter, the whiskey and the beer tonight.
All right.
But there's maybe one or two drinks left in that vodka bottle.
What do you mean by drinks?
A cocktail.
Swigs or a full cocktail?
No, there's probably...
Four shots?
Three, four shots.
And you drank a lot of vodka last
night. Enough for a couple of drinks.
That's some work for a Thursday night.
And what time? And you don't start drinking till later. You're not a day drinker like Ben Roy was talking about. So you don't even open that. You don't even have your first drink till after 7, right?
Right. That's generally the start.
Because
time.
If you start at 5, like normal people do. Like normal people do during the week. If you start at 5, you can... You're afraid you'll drink the whole way still to the end anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I got it.
I absolutely know.
Yeah,
I will.
I would maintain that right now, the normal start time is more like probably 3:30 or 4.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
With working from home a lot. 3:30, 4 o'clock is probably start time.
Look at that bottle.
I'm going to guess for the past couple of months, the happy hour has come a lot earlier a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's like permanent time for them, right?
That last 4 o'clock meeting is done with a cocktail sitting next to the computer.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So.
But remind me in the future.
Well, at least I know, Dan, you probably just slept like out. You were just out, right? Because I know, last night, the wine put me out. And I woke up like, oh, great. I could sleep longer. I looked at the clock and said, my alarm goes off at 4:30. And it was like 4:27. I said, holy crap.
Yeah, I was a little fuzzy this morning. Yeah. My phone is at home.
Yeah.
I left my phone at home.
Oh, that's fuzzy.
Yeah. And
hope you don't start messaging.
Well, no, I didn't grab a, I usually have a power bar or something for breakfast. Right. Didn't grab one of those either. Right. So.
They got those in the kitchen.
We got a huge
kitchen. You can buy those in the kitchen.
Yeah, you gotta wear a mask.
Well, you gotta wear a mask to piss.
Only pussies wear masks.
Speaking of pissing, that's
not true.
So I am watching in real time. We gotta get the audio pushed. I'm gonna take it off my feed or not, because we don't tape Wheel of Fortune out there, right?
I can probably find it.
But I'm watching this live. My wife had the local news, the national news ends in our hometown, the ABC. We watch, Bush and I watch the dreamy David Muir.
A lovely man that he is.
So it ends, and right away, it's Wheel of Fortune. And I'm thinking, I'm reading my phone, we're doing some business. And
they don't do local news before Wheel? I thought Wheel came on at 6:30 locally.
Yeah, that was it. That's right, yeah. So the local news was ending, and I had it on that channel for some reason. I wanted to see the weather, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, 6:30 Central comes Wheel of Fortune. I found out a lot of people were watching this, too. So I'm watching it live, and I just happen to glance up, and I just hear, we'll play the clip here in a second. And I go, hold it, I just saw that live. Usually I have to share this stuff. And I taped it. It's my version. I did a pretty damn good job. I turned it up, and I taped it back and rewound it. Because I look up and go, did she just say that? And Becky goes, oh, my God, she did. I said, great. I rewound it. And we'll wait. I guess we can wait till after the break. I want Craig to hear it too. But she says one of those typical, hearing,
what are you doing?
Tossing a salad.
Yeah.
Now,
I saw it.
Now, tossing a salad was actually the answer. This, she says the wrong answer.
She was just one letter off.
she's apparently a very sexual woman. She's into freaky stuff.
Sexual renaissance stuff.
Yeah.
At the...
But we'll get it when we get back.
The listener who discussed... the butt stuff he and his wife were doing yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's kind of in that same mindset.
Yeah, it's great. It is excellent. You watch it live, you see my post.
No, I saw your post.
Oh, it's excellent. All right. Craig's next. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.